Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. The Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Siman Reish and Aleph, brings down an interesting halacha. And he brings down, it's al pi Kabbalah, that you should not make Kiddush in the first hour of Shabbos, because that's when it's under the shlita of Mazel Madim. You should make Dafka Kiddush in the last hour of Yom HaShishi, because that's under the Mazel Tzedek. And we'll explain it briefly. There are seven mazalos, which every hour it's under a different mazel. The seven mazalos are Shabsoi, which is Saturn, Tzedek, which is Jupiter, Madim, which is Mars, Chama, which is the Sun, Noiga, which is Venus, Koichav is Mercury, and Levana is the Moon. And every hour is under a different mazel. The seventh hour after Chatzos is under the mazel of Madim, and the sixth hour is the mazel of Tzedek, which is Jupiter. So Madim is not such a good mazel, because things that happen in Mazel is usually represents Churban, Amachama, and therefore it's not an auspicious time to make Kiddush. Therefore, the Magen Avraham says you should not make Kiddush between these 2 hours. And like the Max Shekel says, that usually it's not the first hour on Shabbos or the last hour of Friday, these two Zmanim. It just only if it's by the equinox is it like that. But on a regular day of the year, it's between the hours 6 and 7. And like the Svarim bring down, in Yerushalayim, it's between, in the winter, it's between 5:39 and 6:39. And in New York, it's between 5:56 and 6:56. And in the summer, it's just an hour later, which will be between 6:56 and 7:56 in New York. So some have a minute not to make Kiddush in this hour, which is under the mazel of Madim, and it's brought down the Magen Avraham and the Behetiv, not brought down the Mishnah Berurah. The Aruch HaShulchan writes on this. He says, Re'isi, I saw some who say, you shouldn't make Kiddush at this time. And Vilnius Daiti says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a tema. The Chas V'Shalom Leimar, Sha'anachu Tachas Mazalos. You can't say that we are under Mazalos. Ain Mazal Yisrael, we're not part of Mazalos. And it's Shabbos Kodesh. And V'Mateach V'Hashem Chesed Yisraelvenu. You should not keep this halacha. And also others bring down Shoyim Mitzvah Le'edu Avera. And therefore, you do not have to worry about making Kiddush. This is was a Pika Bala, the Magen Avraham is bringing it down. But the Svarim afterwards, the Mishnah Berurah is not bringing it down. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Chas V'Shalom, you should be makbid on this. And others say, Shoyim Mitzvah Yeh Davara. And therefore, the minig is in Roiv parts of Klai Yisrael not to be Chayshah on this. Someone who has the minig, Avada, he should keep his minig. But they say, even those who keep the minig, it's brought down, I saw in Lakutim Arich, even those who keep the minig, if there's Archim, if he has guests who are hungry, are waiting, he definitely should not wait to go to after 7 in order to make Kiddush if they're waiting and they're hungry. Another thing I saw also is that let's say someone doesn't want to daven a minyan because he wants to make sure to have Kiddush 6 and 7. Chas V'Shalom, davening a minyan is halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and this is only an inyan which a lot of Pesach can argue on. Now there's another inyan that a lot of fathers do Friday night, and that's to bench their children Friday night. It's a special auspicious time to bench your children. It says in the Svarim that ain't Satan, ain't Pegara, she katrig al this bracha, and therefore you should be careful to bench your children with Haidah, like Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you put two hands or one hand on the child and bench. It's a very auspicious time to bench your children for Kiddush Friday night. Al Pi and Yonim Gedolim and Saidis, it's a very auspicious time to bench your children.